I have done a lot of anointing of the sick recently at the parish. When I got here around 1.5 months ago. Brother and sister, after did many anointing of the sick at homes or at nursing homes or as a hospital, my recommendation for you is you need to believe in eternal life. Don't put your life on the society. Don't put your life on the government. Don't put your life on yourself. And don't put your life on anything temporarily. But you need to put your life in Jesus Christ, eternal life. When you see someone is dying on the dead bed, you just realize that it must be an eternal life. When our body is destroyed by the material things, we need to believe in something that unchangeable. We need to believe something higher. We need to believe something deeper. And if you don't believe that, what happens when you die, brothers and sisters? I have two anointing of the sick yesterday, and when I walked back through the parking lot, I prayed for their souls, and then I just realized that, Lord, please help me believe in something eternally. Please believe in something that unchangeable. Please help me, help my faith, help the others, people's faith in you, that all the souls will be coming back to their origin. That's you. In the gospel today, we see Peter call Jesus, "You are the Christ, Son of the Living God." Living God. Why Peter, he didn't say, "You are the Christ, Son of God." That's enough, right? But he said, "Son of the Living God." Living, not dying. Living means being with God. Every moment is being, is a present moment. And that is, I didn't write that on my homily, but it struck me really hard that if we really believe in that God is the living God, so every soul, when they die, they're coming back to their origin immediately with God, with eternity, with something we don't understand. We don't have experiences about the death until we die, obviously. No one can tell me, I mean, obviously the science tell many the death experiences, but actually, like the real experiences is something unknown. But when we experience about the death, we cannot tell anyone. And that is the moment you realize that you and the Lord only with your life. No one between you and the Lord. And you need to be responsible for your life. And that moment, you need to confess, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God. Help me with this moment. I am dying. I am coming back to you. Help me to return to my origin." Now it's a homily. I wrote down over here. The bishops in the U.S. have called for the Eucharistic revival in U.S. This year, we're going to learn about the Eucharistic revival. We're going to learn how to worship the Lord well, how to believe in something deeper, how to acknowledge or how to see masses in different way, not different way, but the deeper way. I think we need to take a look on really deeper on the sacrament, on the Blessed Sacrament. What happens during masses every Sunday? If someone asks you, "Hey, why you need to go to the mass on Sunday?" It doesn't make sense. Like if you said you can stay at home, God is everywhere. You don't need to go to Mass to see God, right? God is everywhere. We believe that, and why we are here to see God. So many questions around the society is trying to put you down, but try to help you understand really low level of Mass is really, really like it's on the surface only. But when you reflect on death, when you reflect on life, and you see Masses, you see Sunday Masses, it's something deeper, something higher, something beyond the reality. This year, we're going to study together, understand together. We have many programs for you this year. And next year, it will be a mission year that you can go out, you can tell more people, when you learned, you need to be, when you learned this year, and you can be a missionary next year. That's our plan at the parish and in the Archdiocese of Denver. That is how about the Eucharist revival. And now we can have a video about that, a really powerful video. And please watch a video with me. I guarantee you're going to see it again during Mass today. You're going to see the Holy Garden angels and all the angels. You're going to see the whole reality beyond the reality. All you need is asking, Lord, please give me the gift of faith that I can confess you are the Son of the living God. During Mass, every ordained priest is acting like Jesus. With the Holy Spirit, offer sacrifices to the Father. So Holy Trinity is present during Mass. But not only that, the whole reality behind that is the reality of eternity. And that is something that you need to keep in your mind and constantly remind you, yourself, your family's members about that. Masses on Sunday Masses, it's not only about you, it's not only about, but it's about the God, it's about the Trinity, it's about the eternity. And when you receive the Eucharist during Mass, you are not receive a bread alone, but that is the Son of the living God. That is the Son of the Most High God. And if you don't believe that, you need to ask, Lord, please help my faith. Please help my weak faith. Please help me to believe in you. In video, you can see that the heaven comes down to us. You don't need to go anywhere to see heaven. If you have the gift of faith, heaven really comes down on you, with you. And you can taste beforehand heaven. And that is the reality you will see again. I'm not saying that, not wish something bad to you, but you will see again when you die. I guarantee about that. And I strongly believe that you're going to see it again. You can have like 10 years more, or you can have a couple of decades more to teach yourself to believe that. And you're going to believe that when you die. And so when I die, I'm going to see the whole reality in front of me. Now I cannot see it beyond because I have limited eyes. I have four eyes, obviously, but I have limited eyes, and you have the limited eyes also. Everything is veiled for you. The reality is veiled. But when you die and when you go back to your origin and you can see the whole of realities, with that, you're going to see, and then you're gonna see, oh, Father Anthony, now you are true, Father Anthony. But But so I die already, Father Anthony. What should I change my life? Well, you can do it now. At our parish today, we have a festival, summer festival today, and please take bulletins and Eucharist revival menus. We're going to have more information for you all today to reflect on the Eucharist revival for the year. And we have many programs for you. Art celebrandi, how to say masses, and how to worship the Lord well. We're going to have many talks for you. Please take bulletins, or please take the Eucharistic revival. And also we have many pilgrimages and many cool things to help you. Everything we are doing at the parish is one purpose, is to help you to worship the Lord, to know the reality, to know what are we doing at the Catholic. We are not worshiping by worshiping alone, but we are worshiping, and when we are understanding the reality before that and beyond that, and that is, I am praying for you all today, that we can see the reality differently. And trust me, brother and sister, believe in something deeper than you. Believe in something higher than you. Believe in something living with you. Please believe in the Son, the Christ, Son of the living God. Please believe that, because you're gonna see one day what I'm saying now is so important for you and for me. And please remember my words today. And when you die, you can acknowledge yourself. And then, Father Anthony, you are right. You are right. But is you cannot tell me anymore. But please, please believe that. So I beg you, I encourage you to believe as a Catholic, brother and sister.